Says, I dare you to go in that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you.
I would.
But I bet, well, if he's betting somebody else, he says, I dare you to go in that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you. He doesn't think he will, so he says, but I'll bet you.
I bet you won't do it, or don't do it.
Have you ever heard anybody say, but for dare not, dasn't, or dare, something like that? I'll bet you dasn't.
Well, I don't remember if I have.
You wouldn't say something like that?
No.
Okay.
Dare is the word I'd use.
Okay.
I doubt you're doing it. I've heard folks say I doubt you're doing it.
Okay, fine. All right, if you're talking to somebody who you've asked to do something and they're not doing it, you might say, well, you're not doing what you...
You're not doing this. You're not doing what you're supposed to. You're supposed to do.
Okay. Would you, or you could say maybe you're not doing what you ought to do?
That's right.
Okay. All right, if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I'm
not going to do it.
Okay, or would you say I won't do it?
I won't do it.
Okay. And if you've been doing some real hard work, you've been working on something pretty hard, and there was a friend of yours just standing beside you without helping or anything like that, you might turn to him and say,
would you assist me,
right,
please?
Or would you say, if you were kind of peeved at him, would you ever say, well, you might have helped me?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. And if you were talking about the possibility of your doing something, you might say to somebody who asked you, well, I'm not sure, but if he's asked you to do something and you're not sure you can, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
might
be able to do that. Okay, fine. What do you call that bird, Mr. Green, that's able to see in the dark?
Well, an owl can see it in the dark.
Do you have different types of owls around here?
Yeah, well, we've got what we call a screech owl, and then got a owl that eats chickens, and it's a screech owl. He just hollers at night, sort of.
Mm-hmm. That's not the one that eats chickens?
No.
Is that one bigger?
Yeah, he's a larger one.
Does he have a name?
It seems like a screech owl. And
is that the hoot owl?
The hoot owl is what I call it.
The one that eats the chickens?
No. I don't believe he is. I believe that's the one that makes the fuss. He looks like he's out in the country now, and they do around my house. They hollering at night, and it's sort of a stress fuss. The chicken owl, he'll fly, get out at night. Night, and he'll also get out soon every morning or late every evening, and dive down and catch the chickens.
Yeah.
But I just don't know the name. It seems like I've heard it, but I can't call it.
Okay. What do you call that bird around here that drills holes in trees?
I call it a woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, I believe the redhead woodpecker, I believe. And a yellow hammer.
That's a particular type of woodpecker?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call them peckerwoods?
Yes, sir.
Who would be likely to call, what type of person would be likely to call it a peckerwood?
It'd be I imagine a elder fella.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a person called a peckerwood? You ever heard another man call another man a peckerwood?
No, I don't just recall it.
Okay. What do you call that black and white animal that gives off a strong smell?